Live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA, it's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by the Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the City of Prescott, the Yavapai County Contractors Association, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, the Framini, and Prescott College. Now, here's your guest host for Q&A, Gregory Scott.
Thank you very much, and thank you so much for joining us here for today's edition of Q&A. Gregory Scott with you once again, sitting in for the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. DJ Phone, off on some hard-earned R&R, but we're going to hold down the fort here for him on our final program of the week here on Q&A. And, of course, it's going to be a good one. We like to distribute information, disseminators, if you will. We've got some great guests waiting in the wings. We're going to be talking with another local author here on today's program from the Professional Writers of Prescott. We've got Mark Winden, who is going to join us here in the studio. And once again, we'll be talking about writing, and maybe we have, over the past couple days, inspired you to put pen to paper or keyboard to word processor. So we'll talk with Mark about his writing and what it means to him and find out more about that topic. Also in the green room, we have Mr. David Snyder, CPA and tax expert. Of course, a lot of people don't think about taxes until, the first week of April sometimes. But it could behoove you and, well, definitely save you some money if you start planning ahead and take tax season on before it even gets here. So we'll talk about new laws. We'll talk about what you can expect from the upcoming tax season and learn more about what Mr. Snyder can do for you. And we may have some surprises a little bit later in the program as well. So you keep it right here where you've got it on KQ&A, and we'll get today's program started right after a word from some of our fine sponsors. You're listening to Q&A on AM 1130 and 99.9 FM Prescott and Chino Valley and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. You can also find us online worldwide at KQNA.com.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
Your world is created by what you focus on, and it's never too late to adjust your view. At Nationwide Vision, we've been eye care professionals for over 30 years and can help you find the perfect contact lenses that fit your active lifestyle. Right now, when you buy 4 boxes of contact lenses, you will receive a free pair of eyeglasses, and you can even use your vision insurance. Call 1-800-EYE-CARE or visit nationwidevision.com. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Napa Know-How.
Right now, Mobil 1 Full Synthetic Motor Oil is $29.99 for a 5-quart jug. Its advanced formula provides maximum sludge protection, defending your engine like a catcher defends home plate. So, get top-notch engine protection with the Mobil 1 Full Synthetic 5-quart jug for $29.99. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer ends 9/30/18.
When the need for senior care arises, there's no place like home. Your loved ones should never have to give up living at home. Visiting Angels will provide home care for your mom or dad at home up to 24 hours per day, including personal care, meals, and light housework. You'll select your professional caregiver with Visiting Angels. Look up visitingangels.com or call 877-374-LIVE. That's 877-374-LIVE. Franchises are available. Visiting Angels, America's choice in senior home care.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your guest host, Gregory Scott.
We are back once again live in the studio on beautiful Carousel Lane here in Prescott, high atop Bullwhacker Hill. And we are happy to welcome into the studio Mr. David Snyder, tax accountant and CPA and proud sponsor of Q&A. David, yes. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. I'm David Snyder. I'm a CPA, MBA, and EA, and I own a tax and accounting firm called David A. Snyder CPA, PLLC, that does taxes, IRS representation, meaning I fight with the IRS, business valuation, audits and reviews, and a variety of other accounting needs. I'm located at 325 South Montezuma Street, street in Prescott, and you can get me at 928-445-0104, extension 9, if you want to do some accounting work. Also, I have a website, davidasnydercpa.com, if you want to look online about me. I'm here to talk about Arizona tax credits, and they're basically... I'm doing that through my Lions Club, the Prescott Sunrise Lions Club. There's 47,000 Lions Clubs in the world.
Wow.
In over 210 countries. It's the biggest service organization in the world. And we have about 1.4 million men and women that help out worldwide with Lions International. In the 1920s, we started in 1917. In the 1920s, the Lions Clubs were challenged by Helen Keller to become the Knights of the Blind. So that became our first plank. We also do, environment. We do a little bit of recycling and PV. We do, childhood cancer. We do diabetes and a bunch of other things that help the local communities. Those are our big planks. And, right now I'm going to talk about Arizona tax credits. Okay. Arizona tax credit is what you do. If you pay to these tax credits, you could reduce your taxes by the amount that you pay in tax credits. For example, if you owed $2,000 to the state government and you paid in $2,000, then you would owe nothing and you would get your withholdings back. If you paid in 2,000 of these charitable contributions and you only owed $1,000, then the extra $1,000 would be carried forward up to 5 years.
So that would apply to your taxes next year.
Next year and up to five subsequent years.
Right.
And so these charitable, the Lions Club works with the charitable organization tax credit. It used to be called the working poor tax credit. And that tax credit is $800 married filing jointly and $400 for individual taxpayers or other statuses. And that would be the Prescott Sunrise Lions, PrescottSunriseLions.org. I'm sorry, PrescottSunriseLionsClub.org. is where you would go to do that, or you can send it to Prescott Sunrise Lions Club, P.O. Box 985, Prescott, Arizona 86302. So you can do that through April 15th of this year.
Mm-hmm.
There's also the Arizona Military Family Relief Fund, which was $400 married filing jointly and 200 other statuses. You can get that online. You can only do that to 12/31, but there's a cap on it of $1 million. So I think the cap is done. So I think this tax credit is done for this year because I think they've already, surpassed or got up to the cap of $1 million. in contributions. There's also the public schools tax credit. You can, and that's $400 married filing jointly and $200 for other individual, or other statuses. And that would be, like, Tri-City or something like that. That charter schools like Tri-City are under that category. So contribute to Tri-City. And you can also do that one through April 15th. There's a school tuition tax credit, which would be something like Sacred Heart or Primavera in the area.
Right.
And that's $2,213 married filing jointly and $1,107 for other statuses. And you still have till April 15th to do that. Now, the reason that that is bigger is because the state doesn't provide these private schools funding.
I see.
So that's why they get a bigger tax credit with Arizona. Then the last one, the fifth one, is the foster care tax credit, which is $1,000 married filing jointly and $500 for other statuses, and you can also do that one through April 15th. Now, there's a proposal out there that you used to be able to do these as charitable contributions to the Fed, subject to your itemized deductions. But there's a proposal out there to eliminate that after August 27th of this past year, this past August 27th. And I think there's going to be some litigation on that to try to get rid of that or at least extend it to the end of the year or something like that. I'm not sure about that, but the extra benefit would be to have it help you on the federal return. And it's not going to be doing that. It might not be doing that this year after if you contributed after August 27th. And they only really gave the CPA firms in the area about 3 or 4 days to find out. I mean, we got it, and then 3 or 4 days, it was the 27th of August.
Surprise, surprise.
So it really is a terrible, terrible organization, the federal government, the IRS. So that's why I don't want you guys to pay a dollar more in taxes than you have to. Okay? David A. Snyder, CPA, really tries to get people not to pay that much in taxes. As little as possible. Okay? So, again, these tax credits, you know, let's say you put in the whole $4,200 or so. And you owed $4,000. You'd be able to carry the extra $200 forward to up to 5 years, and then you wouldn't owe anything to the state.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just a wonderful thing. It keeps it keeps the money up here. There's organizations up here, Castle for Kids for the foster care, for example. If I didn't say that, I'm sorry, Castle for Kids.
Right.
But what happens is. These tax credits, instead of paying the state government and the state wasting it on what they want to waste it on.
You cut out the middleman.
You cut out the middleman, and you eliminate that need to send money to the state so that they can waste it on what they want to waste it on.
And then you can send it to where you want it to go.
Exactly. And then you can monitor those organizations that you give to, and if you don't want to give them to them next year, you give to another one.
Right.
And you still don't give to the state. So there you go. So it's up to you. You have more purchasing power that way, and it really helps you. Now, with our Lions Club, these working poor charitable organization tax credits, it used to be called working poor, so that's why I keep on saying that. But they go to youth vision and hearing care, people who care, leader dogs, Prescott's Women's Shelter, Camp Tadi, which is a camp for disabled youths in the White Mountains of Arizona. Del E. Webb Family Enrichment Center. So Del E. Webb is a program at Yavapai College that people give to so that the kids can go there and have sort of preschool. And they have preschool there, and essentially the students or the faculty can take their kids there and have daycare. So it's really cool that Yavapai College has that Del E. Webb. And also other programs are school nurse assistants. A couple of years ago, we gave scanners to the Yavapai County school nurses to go around Yavapai County and scan the kids' eyes so they don't think they're not sitting in the back of the classroom thinking they're stupid.
That was me back in the day.
Yeah. So basically, so they can see. And they could tell them, hey, you need to go to the eye doctor and get really checked. This scans them immediately. I mean, it takes about 30 seconds,
mm-hmm.
and it gives them discrepancies on their sight. And then they can go with, determine whether they need to go to an eye doctor or not to get fully screened. And so this is just a light, nice little screen that, that eliminates that. Now, we're going to do some of that ourselves later on this year as part of the Prescott Sunrise Lions. Another program we give to are the vocational scholarships. We gave $10,000, a month ago to Yavapai College for vocational scholarships. And then also YEI is another program we give to, and the Yavapai Food Bank. And, Boys to Men this year is going to be added to our group of donors. And we also give the greatest need. That money that we gave the scanners to the nurse school nurses came from the greatest need. So we gave an eye scanner, and it's really all these programs for the Prescott Sunrise Lions are really helpful to the community, and really, and we're kind of below the radar. We've been below the radar too much. So we got to get out there and tell you guys
to take advantage
of these tax credits and these tax issues so that you are not wasting money elsewhere. You're spending it in this community and helping out the people that need it in this community.
Indeed. And it's one of the great things about being in this community is the strong organizations that we have, like the Lions, the service clubs that we have in this town that do so much work for our community. I mean, you guys are all over the place doing things.
Yeah, absolutely. We like I said earlier, that we my club, the Prescott Sunrise Lions, does the recycling, the paper recycling in Prescott Valley.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of our big, our big community projects that we do. We don't make a lot of money off of it anymore. It's just, they're not building cities that no one lives in China anymore for the insulation from the paper. But that's where it apparently went, and the recycling paper went. But we like the community, and we put a big stamp on it in this case, and we just want to help. We serve is our motto, the Lions Club motto.
How many members in the Sunrise Lions?
We have 57 members in the Sunrise Lions, and that's as of yesterday, which we had our board member, and that's we have a lot of good members. Or some of them are getting older. We have a 98-year-old member who was in World War II.
Wow.
And this is his birthday this past week, and he got up and talked today and started talking about how he lived so long.
Well, that's great. We're going to take a quick break, David. Folks, when we come back, we're going to talk about a play day coming up next week. And David will inform us about that, put on by the Lions. You keep it right where you've got it on KQ&A, and we will return right after these words. You're listening to Q&A. On AM 1130, by 99.9 FM in Prescott and Chino Valley, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, online at kqna.com.
When you're vehicle shopping, you expect there to be a large selection at a brand-name dealership like Finley Toyota Prescott. And there is the largest selection in Yavapai County. With access to over 10,000 vehicles in our multi-dealership network, we can find you the vehicle that fits your needs and budget. A car is a personal statement and a major investment, so we want you to drive your perfect Toyota. At Finley Toyota Prescott, we also believe in supporting our community in many ways, including creating well-paying jobs and generating sales tax revenue to help support our schools, police, fire departments, and local government agencies. Why drive several hours and battle the heat when Finley Toyota Prescott guarantees to meet any reputable dealer price in Phoenix? We can find you the vehicle that fits your needs and budget. Thank you for voting Finley Toyota Prescott the Daily Courier 2018 Reader's Choice Award for Best Automotive Dealership. Finley Toyota Prescott and at FinleyToyotaPrescott.com.
Finley Toyota Prescott, we are everybody's hometown dealer.
For 2,000 years, we've defended life and cared for the poor. We built hospitals and orphanages and started the university system. Guided by the Holy Spirit, we compiled the Bible. We are the Catholic Church, the church founded by Jesus. If you've been away from the Catholic faith, come home to Sacred Heart Church. We've been saving souls in Prescott for 140 years. Visit us at sacredheartprescott.com.
The 2018 Get Real Men's Expo is dedicated to spiritual guys of all faiths. This year features the monster truck Bigfoot, exotic cars, and competitions filled with guys young and old, in calf roping, archery, and axe throwing. Ladies, yeah, you heard me right. This is a great father-son event that creates memories and motivates men to reconnect with their family and the God that uniquely loves each one of us. Special Forces vet and cage fighting world champion Brad Robichaux is flying in as our motivational speaker. Chad is not only famous for his wins in the cage, best-selling author, but super motivational when it comes to living your faith as a man. His testimony is riveting. You have to hear it. I mean, wow. This year's expo is the morning of September 22nd from 8:30 to 1. Chad Robichaux shares his fearless leadership as a Marine, husband, and father at 11. Remember, September 22nd at 8:30, Yavapai College in Prescott, the Get Real Men's Expo. If you're a man, it's free.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A. Once again, here's your guest host, Gregory Scott.
We are back once again here in the studios talking with tax expert and CPA David Snyder. And we've been talking about various tax credits and, of course, the Lions Club, which next week, September 29th, you have a play day coming up. Tell us what that's all about.
Okay, so our September 29th, 2018 play day is going to be from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Keebler Field in Pioneer Park. Okay, so that is that's the first ever play day we're going to have. It's a barbecue with beer and wine. I think there's going to be some wine. And it's going to be a good play day where we're going to have softball, kickball, volleyball, pickleball, mountain biking, and some running. So that people can actually, you know, go out and play.
Right.
And then come back and get some good chow and have a little beer and watch the highlight of the show, highlight of the day, which would be the police department, the Prescott Police Department versus the fire department softball game at 3 p.m. It's really going to be exciting. Some of our sponsors are Elgato, Azul, Barry Barbie's actually in my Prescott Sunrise Lions club.
Mm-hmm.
Jerry Sell Mortgage is another sponsor. Proforma, Frank Rashawn's in our club. And then Lori Sell Insurance is also going to be a sponsor. So those are the four sponsors this year. This, again, is the first one at Keebler Field at Pioneer Park. And the proceeds of the are going to benefit the Yavapai School Bank, and I'm sorry, the Yavapai Food Bank. And the Sunrise and other Sunrise Lions charities, but probably mostly the Yavapai Food Bank. In fact, some of the admission is one can of food or dry good for Yavapai Food Bank per person.
Well, that's good. Yeah.
Yes.
When admission is
food
directly related to the charity. Yeah.
Yeah. Bring a can of food. Bring a dry good. You know, I mean, you can bring, you know, any kind of food and, you know, for each individual. And it will really help the Yavapai Food Bank, and they're going to have a booth there, and I think we're going to have a booth there, try to sign up some people, you know, get some members.
Right on. And that's September 29th. That's Saturday.
Next Saturday at 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Come on down and enjoy it. It's just going to be a community event. We're going to have a good time. There's going to be a lot of people there. You'll see a lot of people you know. It'll really help the Yavapai Food Bank, and will help a lot of the Sunrise Lions charities.
And the park is?
Park is Keebler Field at Pioneer Park.
Pioneer Park. All right. Well, David, we appreciate you taking the time out of your schedule to come in here and advise us of the current tax market. And, of course, Play Day sounds like a lot of fun.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
And you can find David online at DavidASnyderCPA.com.
Thank you very much. DavidASnyderCPA.com. Thank you.
Folks, we're going to take a quick break. We have more guests on the way. We're going to be talking with Mark Wenden. We also have representatives from the Yavapai Humane Society who are going to join us here in the studio, and Duane LaSaucier with Memory Music Ministry. We've got a jam-packed program, and we shall return at AM 1130, at 99.9 FM and 95.5 FM, online at kqna.com.
Wallach and Bulk Mortgage Lending is with you 100% of the way. which is why Wallach & Volk offers great rates with our 100% financing program. And you pay absolutely no money down. For more information about our extraordinary 100% financing program with zero money down, call us at 445-8730 or search us on the web at Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 162209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
You're ready to wash off the day, do a little laundry, and spruce up the kitchen. You turn on the faucet and no water? Pick up the phone and call me, Bo Woods at RED Plumbing. With the mineral content in the Quad City water, I see faucets slow to a trickle. Don't wait until that's all you have. We can get you the right water softener to fight mineral buildup before it's a problem. Call me, Bo, at 772-9296 at RED Plumbing. To schedule your free estimate, we'll show you a better way of living today with a new water softening system from RED Plumbing.
Business with a handshake. We've all done it. Don't risk your business and your personal life. Business owners open themselves to liability every day with their customers, their employees, their vendors, and even the public. Do it right and protect yourself and call Menlove Law. I'll help reduce the risk through proper setup and planning. Mention this ad and receive a free consultation. Don't put your business or your family at risk from frivolous lawsuits any longer. Call today at 772-5494 or visit us on the web at menlovelaw.com.
Arizona Diamondbacks Baseball is live on KQ&A. Diamondbacks Baseball brought to you by Courtesy Auto Sales,
Warriors Heating and Cooling,
Prescott Brewing Company,
You Pick
Heritage Memory Mortuary,
Yavapai Heating and Cooling,
Buc-ee's and Yavapai Casino,
Quality Collision,
Cable One,
National Bank of Arizona,
Prescott Dirt,
Home Furnishings Direct,
M-Co,
Bradshaw Family Dental,
Yavapai Block,
Wallach and Volk,
Yavapai Regional Medical Center,
and Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling.
Max Host Colorado, Friday at 6
on AM 1130 by 99.9 FM in Prescott and Chino Valley and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood.
KQ&A.
Take me out to the ball game.
Some men's health concerns are not easy to talk about, but the team at Northern Arizona Healthcare's Verde Valley Medical Clinic Urology can put you at ease. They'll provide the highest quality care for kidney stones, urinary tract infections, and prostate problems. Talk to your healthcare provider to see if a prostate screening is recommended for you. Schedule an appointment today by calling 928-649-7960 or visit nahealth.com. Northern Arizona Healthcare. Improving health, healing people.
Listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your guest host, Gregory Scott.
We are back once again. Thanks to David Snyder, a CPA and tax expert, for coming in, getting us up to speed on various tax credits available. And don't miss that play day next Saturday at Pioneer Park. That should be a lot of fun. Joining us now in the studio, we have local author Mark Wendon and another one of the professional writers of Prescott. We've had several members of that organization here in the studio this week. Mark, thanks for coming in.
No problem. I must say you have me at a little bit of a disadvantage. Tax accounting is a hard act to follow.
That's true. But now, let's get a quick overview of the professional writers of Prescott. Tell us what that organization means to you.
Well, I've been a member for almost 2 years now. It's a very eclectic collection of people. Some, like me, are just emerging as writers. I've written for most of my working life, but just as part of another job. But now that I'm retired and I've taken up fiction writing. And so quite a few members are like me, people who have just started to write and are just exploring marketing their writing.
Mm-hmm.
And yet we also have Pulitzer Prize winners in our group. So it's and everything in between.
A lot of experience to draw on.
Yes, definitely. And from many walks of life as well.
So when did you start writing?
Well, I've been writing most of my adult life and even in my youth. But it was mostly highly personal things. I would just write funny stories for friends that were just kind of like complex in jokes, you know, a few pages long.
Mm-hmm.
What I've started to do now, though, is be a little more organized about it. I've started to write short stories, some of which are based on life experiences and some are not. Some are purely fiction.
And what attracted you to it, to take it to the point you've gotten to now?
What I like about writing is it's it gives you control over a narrative that even the best of conversations doesn't do. I mean, I love talking to people who doesn't.
Right.
But, well, there are some people who don't. But you never know where a conversation is going to go. I mean, people jump in, people change the topic, people disagree. I mean, it's all very interesting. But when you write a story, you get to control the story arc. You get to make up characters who face conflicts and who learn things and who change and who experience things. And things resolve themselves either positively or sometimes negatively. And you get to steer that. And I think that's one of the things that I like about it.
What kind of subject material do you, genre, I guess I would be of the word I'm looking for.
Sure. I'm dipping my toes in a few different things. I've written one short story that's coming up in our anthology that actually has come out just a few days ago on Amazon. One is a short story that sounds like a memoir, but it's not. It's purely fictional, and it's about a neighbor who's moved from a foreign country and gets stung by bees and ends up expressing some philosophical thoughts to the author or the narrator who doesn't really understand but finally understands later. And the story is called Respecting Bees. And I've written one that is in a subgenre of science fiction known as prehistoric fiction.
Right.
It's set in the Upper Paleolithic when Neanderthals and modern humans encountered each other.
Interesting.
And, yeah, the question I pose in a little afterword at the end of the story is, who knows what the relationship between Neanderthals and modern humans was like? Was it violent? Was it peaceful? Was it cooperative? Was it sexual? Was it all of the above? And you'll have to read the story to find out.
No spoilers. So when it comes time to write, what kind of a technique do you use? Do you set aside a block of time, say, I'm going to sit down and I'm going to write? Or do you just do it when the thought comes to you?
Both. I wish I could say that I had the sort of self-control that professional writers do, who have been given advances that might be taken back away from them. I lack that. But I do try to sketch out blocks of free time where I can think and revise, edit my own work, and, you know, go back over it, so on. But the truth is sometimes I'll just wake up at 3 a.m. and go, I can't lie here.
The light bulb has come on.
I flip open the laptop and away we go.
Right. Well, and there's a lot of people who kind of have in the back of their mind that they'd like to give it a try. But they think, well, and maybe they even did. And then they thought, well, that's no good. And they don't want anybody to read it. You know, what do you think is important for that kind of person to think, to have in their mindset?
I think the most important thing is storytelling. This is true not just of fiction writing, but I've done academic writing. I've written procedure manuals in business. I've done business training. I've done translation. And really, creating some kind of a story arc, a trajectory where there's a beginning and things are introduced and then problems are encountered and problems are solved and things are resolved in the end. This is true of all kinds of writing. And I think that anybody who wants to do good writing needs to think in terms of a story arc and then think about, well, what kind of characters would fit into this kind of story and what kind of things ought to happen to them so that they learn something or don't learn. A second thing, maybe not everyone has thought consciously about this, is, are there any major themes that you want to tell a story about? In my case, two major themes I've come up with that I feel a desire to write stories about, and these are very broad themes. One is redemption. If someone makes a terrible error or does something very, very bad, makes a horrible mistake, Can they make it right again?
Right.
Can they become a good person again? Can they undo the damage that's been done or not? Either way, it can make a fascinating story.
Yeah, we're good.
Another theme is that of the individual versus the institution. I find that modern life can be quite frustrating. The thought that might leap to your mind when you hear this is like, oh, it's about, you know, the freedom of the individual versus an oppressive government. Well, that can be one. You know, young men being sent off to fight in an unnecessary war and being scarred forever or killed. That's possibly one. But also just the annoyance of customer service departments for big corporations that you bought something from and it's broken and they won't fix it and they won't do right by you. And they have all the cards, you know, right. They can just blow you off and there's very little you can do about it. And everything in between, just the minor irritants of being a powerless individual facing institutions, whether they're businesses, schools, or the government even.
Right. Well, if somebody wanted to, find your works, where would they go?
Well, right now, as I said, just having come out on Amazon, not in print yet, but there's a Kindle version available of Best Stories and More by Arizona writers, and it's edited by Pat Fogarty, who's the president of Professional Writers of Prescott, and shouts out to you, Pat, for all the work you did.
Right.
I know it was a huge job. That is available for just $4.99 on Amazon, and I've got, I think, two or three short stories, a very brief memoir piece, and three English haiku poems in there. And I think we had almost 40 authors contribute to that.
Wow. So if somebody wanted to give it a try, you'd just say, go for it and join the Professional Writers of Prescott.
Absolutely. Yeah. And thank you for allowing me to give a shameless plug for Best Short Stories and More by Arizona writers, edited by Pat Fogarty.
Mark Winden, we appreciate you coming in and talking with us today. We wish you the best of luck in your continued writing. I imagine you're going to keep doing it.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
Well, we thank you for coming in, taking time out of your day to tell us about it.
My pleasure.
Folks, you're listening to Q&A. We will be back with more. We have some more guests, and we will take a break, check the news real quick, and return on AM 1130 and 99.9 FM in Prescott and Chino Valley, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, online at kqna.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Look for the grand opening of the brand new Findlay Subaru Prescott state-of-the-art facility November 10th. We're pretty excited to have a new place to present the Subaru lineup. So during September's under-construction pre-grand opening event, Findlay Subaru Prescott is working to sell all remaining 2018s to make room for our special allocation on new Subarus for our grand opening celebration. We want to see a new Subaru in everyone's driveway, so you'll have the safety of Subaru's symmetrical all-wheel drive this coming winter. Come in, take a test drive, and see how much you can save during our under-construction pre-grand opening event. You want to buy a new Subaru, and we want to sell you one. Right now, you can finance a new 2018 Findlay Subaru Impreza for as low as 0% APR or lease for $165 a month. Findlay Subaru Prescott, doing our part to give back to the community and make the world a better place. Shop online at FindlaySubaruPrescott.com or call 928-771-6900.
For well-qualified buyers, now through October 1st, lease Impreza Standard 2.0 i4D 5MT model code JJA-01 for 36 months with $19.95 due at signing, zero security deposit.
Good afternoon. Thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA, your choice for this Thursday, September 20th. I'm Russ Edwards with a check of your news and weather together, brought to you by Wallach and Volk. Another hero-related story in the news today as a celebration of Prescott's hometown hero is underway.
A kickoff reception was held Monday night at Matt's Saloon on Whiskey Row for Ernest A. Love Days. Lieutenant Love was raised in Prescott, a Prescott High School graduate, and he served as a pilot in World War I. He died when he was shot down in France 100 years ago last Sunday. Ernest A. Love Field, Prescott's regional airport, is named in his memory. City Councilman Steve Sishka explains why it's important to honor Lieutenant Love.
We've seen his name all over town, out there at the airport. And nobody really knew about him. He's a hometown hero, hometown football hero, and we needed to celebrate his life.
Prescott High School principal Mark Oligoski says Lieutenant Love is an important part of the school.
We've been playing football continuously for over 100 years, and it started with guys like Love, and I think we've carried on that tradition and values here through a century later. So what a great tribute to him and the standards that he set all those years ago.
There will be a special dedication regarding Lieutenant Love during the Prescott High School football game versus Lee Williams High School on Friday, October 19th. Switching over to local sports in preparation for their upcoming season, your Northern Arizona Suns have announced theme nights.
The promotional slate starts on opening night, November 3rd. There will be a pregame fan fest featuring live music, a bounce house, face painting, and more. Free purple replica jerseys will be given away to the first 1,000 fans at the game against the Santa Cruz Warriors. On November 16th, the Northern Arizona Suns will wear special pink jerseys that will be auctioned off after the game. Proceeds will benefit the Yavapai Regional Medical Center Foundation. There will be a total of 11 themed games throughout the regular season. For more information, visit nazsuns.com. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
And another sports, some good news for your Arizona Diamondbacks as they coiled up and struck back against the Chicago Cubs with a 9-0 win last night. Your KQNA forecast looking like this. Clear and relatively calm tonight with a low 54. Then for tomorrow, sunny again and warmer with a moderate southwest breeze and a high of 86. Expect an overnight low tonight of 60 for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley with a high tomorrow of 95 and a high on Saturday of 96. Keep it here. Up next, Q&A continues with host Gregory Scott in for DJ Phone. I'm Russ Edwards for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM, KQNA.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA. Once again, here's your guest host, Gregory Scott.
We are back once again, thanks to Mark Winden for coming in, talking about the professional writers of Prescott and his adventure into the world of writing. And if you are interested, make sure you look up the professional writers of Prescott. Get a lot of advice. There's a lot of expertise in that organization. They meet monthly at the Prescott Library. They have get-togethers. So look them up if you've got that bug inside of you. Right now, we are going to talk about one of the finest organizations in this community of fine organizations, and that would be the Yavapai Humane Society. We have Terry Davis and Allie here with us, and we're going to talk about you getting a forever friend. Ladies, thanks for coming in and joining us here on the program today.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
So, well, let's talk about what's going on at the Humane Society. There's always plenty of animals there looking for someone to take them home and love them. So give us an update. What's going on here as we get ready to transition into fall?
You betcha. So we always say that you can find your new best friend at the Yavapai Humane Society, and that is true. We have cats, we have dogs, and we have horses. So no matter what kind of companion animal you're looking for, we can help you fill the bill for sure.
Horses.
We do, out at our equine center in Chino Valley.
That's right.
We have horses out there that are rescue horses. We rehabilitate them and make them adoptable for new homes.
Well, that's great. What kind of volume do you guys usually have, as far as dogs and cats at your facility?
You know, it depends on the time of year. We're coming off of summer, which is our busiest time.
Right.
Most of the pets that we get, I believe 40%, actually come in during June, July, and August. So we still have a big variety to choose from. I believe right now we have around 30 cats and maybe 70 dogs. And I think we have 7 horses right now.
And if somebody's interested in adopting a pet, give us the processes of how that would work.
Sure. The best way to look at our pets is on our website, which is yavapaihumane.org. You can select dog or cat or horse from there, read a little bit about them. You're welcome to call and talk to an adoption counselor. or come on down and give us kind of a little information. How active are you? What kind of animal are you looking for? You know, do you hike all the time, or do you want an animal that just wants to cuddle? And we have adoption counselors.
Matchmakers.
Absolutely. Our adoption counselors are definitely matchmakers. They can tell you all kinds of information about the pet that you're looking at.
Now, Allie, you are the volunteer coordinator, yes?
Yes, I am.
Well, and of course, the Yavapai Humane Society would have a difficult time operating if it weren't for all the people that volunteer their time to help.
Oh, right? I agree. Without our volunteers, we wouldn't be able to complete our mission. And we have so many different opportunities available to them.
How many volunteers do you have on a regular basis?
On a regular basis throughout all of our campuses, I would say we have about 150 to 120 active volunteers.
Wow. And, of course, I'm sure most people, you know, recognize the volunteers as people who come walk the dogs, cuddle the kitties. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot more volunteer opportunities in this stat.
Oh, right. It's not just dogs and cats. We have our spay and neuter clinic for administrative type duties. We have our thrift store, retail, sorting donations, working in cash register. And all of the proceeds from the thrift store help the homeless pets. So you're doing just as much work as a dog walker or a cat cuddler there for us.
Yeah. So if you've already filled up your house with cats, or you've got a yard full of dogs and you can't take on any more, you still can help your Humane Society with a donation of your time.
Oh, yes, of course. And you can also volunteer out of the Equine Center. If you're like me who doesn't know the first thing about horses, really, and you want to learn, you can volunteer out at our Equine Center and start learning about those beautiful creatures.
And if somebody wanted to become a volunteer, what would the process for that be like?
The process to becoming a volunteer would be going to the website, yavapaihumane.org/volunteer, filling out my application, and then you'll get an email from me to schedule your orientation, and it's about a week and a half process to get started.
Well, so, folks, there you go. Plus, and if you don't have the time, there's always a financial donation. And I believe you guys are doing a match right now.
That's right. Clear through the end of the month, we're going to match every dollar donated up to $50,000. So there's still a chance to go on our website or come down and make a donation and have that donation doubled to help cats, dogs, and horses that are in need.
We had a writer, one of the other professional writers of Prescott, Phyllis Bartels, in here yesterday, who wrote a book about her cats.
Oh, great.
So, you know, and she was telling me about her cat story. So I'll go ahead and tell you guys my cat story.
We'd love to hear it.
And as a matter of fact, folks, if you have a story, you can go on the website and you can tell your story.
Absolutely. We have a section called Happy Tales.
Happy
We'd love
Tales.
To hear your story.
Well, long time ago, I had a cat that got ill and passed away. So one day, my mother was watching Channel 7 back when Lou Reese and Tanya Mock were hosting the show. And, of course, the Yavapai Humane Society would take animals in and put them on TV. As I explained yesterday, this is radio, so the ladies didn't bring any pets today. But my mom was watching, and she saw a cat on the show. So she says, well, I'm going to go get that cat for my son. So she went down there and she adopted the cat. And then she calls me at work and says, I adopted you a cat. It's
wow.
At my house. So I went to mom's house and I looked everywhere, under every bed, under every nook and cranny that I could think that a cat could squeeze into. I searched for that cat for 20, 30 minutes till I finally sat down in the living room and I was like, where are you? So I'm looking at the television that mom told me she saw was watching. So I got up, walked over, and I looked behind the television set, and there was the cat hiding behind the TV that she was on that morning.
She's a showbiz cat.
That's
that sounds
what I keep
great.
Telling her. She's a TV star. So I the cat looked up at me, and I said, hi, I'm Greg. You want to be my friend? And she said, meow.
Oh, thank you for adopting.
We've been best buds ever since.
That's so amazing.
Well, the Yavapai Humane Society, one of the great organizations in our area, and of course, one of the main focuses of your guys' mission is spaying and neutering pets.
That's absolutely right. It's hugely important. People don't understand how the cycle continues if we don't spay and neuter our pets.
And you guys have clinics.
That's right. We have
quite often.
Yes, we have our spay, neuter, and wellness clinic that you can call and schedule a low-cost fix or you can also get wellness services there. That's Fridays and Saturdays. This is our very first Saturday we're trying. So right. We're really excited to offer it on Saturdays. You can come in and get a vaccination. You don't pay any appointment fee. You just pay for the vaccination that your pet needs.
And there's some financial assistance available for people if they qualify?
Through our Big Fix program, you can fill out that form and you can get your pet fixed for as little as $25 if you qualify. That also goes to active or veteran military members. So it's a really great program.
And folks, you can once again, you can go on the website. I'm looking at it right here. You guys got a great website with all kinds of information on it. And there's a calendar on there. You can find out what's going on.
Absolutely. So next weekend actually is World Rabies Day. And so we're giving out free rabies vaccination on Friday and Saturday at that walk-in clinic. And that's going to be from 8 to 11 and then 1 to 4 on Friday and Saturday out at our Spaynard Wellness Clinic, which is 2989 Center Point East in Prescott.
Right. And folks, you definitely want to keep your pets healthy. Make sure they're up on their vaccinations. They've been fixed and you've got a forever friend that's not going to have any more.
That's right.
The Yavapai Humane Society does not want more.
We don't.
Got plenty to deal with right now. And, of course, volunteer opportunities always available. Is there area of volunteerism that you're specifically in need of right now, Allie?
I am in need of help at the thrift store and at our spay and neuter clinic. And also at our offsite adoption at PetSmart. It's a completely volunteer-ran area. We have cats up for adoption, and we definitely need some help there as well.
Yeah, it was one thing I had forgot to mention, that we have there are other places around town, PetSmart, where you can go adopt animals from the Humane Society.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we go to PetSmart with cats. And on the weekends, Fridays and Saturdays, we go to PetSmart or Petco, and we show off some of our available dogs.
Well, it's awesome. What a great service that the Yavapai Humane Society does. How long has the Humane Society been in existence here in Yavapai County? For a long time.
For a long time, since 1972. So we're talking over 40 years, which is pretty impressive. Now, our Equine Center has only been since 2016, but of course they have the whole backing of the organization, and we're really excited to have that out there in Chino Valley.
That was a big project to take on.
It was a huge project. The land that we got needed a lot of repairs, and we had to put some buildings up. So that was all mainly volunteer effort, which is, again, how we are able to accomplish our mission, is through people volunteering their time. And right now we're putting up an awning out there to help shield the horses from the hot sun.
Right.
And once that's put up, we're going to invite the community out to come out and meet our horses and visit our property. That'll probably be in November.
Now, folks, so if there's anything that you think you could do to help the Yavapai Humane Society, including a monetary donation, definitely do it. And if you've got room in your house and room in your heart, your best friend is waiting for you.
Absolutely. You know, you volunteer your time and we'll give you cuddles and warm feelings back.
Terry, how long have you been with the Humane Society?
Almost 5 years now. Mm-hmm. Very proud to serve the organization. It's a wonderful feeling to come home every day knowing you've helped.
And Allie, how long have you been with the Humane Society?
I've been there for about 4 years.
Mm-hmm. And you guys love every minute of it.
Oh, yeah. I fall in love with the new one every day, though my animal count has been capped at four. Four cats right now. So I can't bring any more home, but...
Yeah, well, I've got three now.
That's pretty good. I only have two, that's good.
The house is full. They don't all get along, but that's okay. Ladies, thank you so much for taking time away from the animals to deal with us here at the radio station.
Well, we appreciate you getting the word out. Thank you.
Somebody should adopt a radio announcer if you got room. But, you know, we appreciate the hard work that you guys put in. And, folks, the Yavapai Humane Society could use whatever help you can give. So look them up online, yavapaihumane.org. So thanks once again for taking the time and coming to talk to us about the animals.
Thank you.
We're going to take a quick break. We are going to hear a few words. Then we will have Duane LaSaucier. Memory Music Ministry plays at elder care centers and activates memories for Alzheimer's and dementia pain patients. Easy for you to say, Greg. So we'll be right back. You keep it right where you've got it at AM 1130 and 99.9 FM in Prescott and Chino Valley, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA. Online at kqna.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. to the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rugby Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
If you are a current or former smoker, you may want to think about screening for lung cancer with low-dose computed tomography. The U.S. Preventive Services Task Force recommends lung cancer screening annually for those at high risk. Yavapai Regional Medical Center performs low-dose CT screening in Prescott and Prescott Valley. It only takes a few moments, and it can set your mind at ease while giving you and your doctor the information you need for intervention if needed. Lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer death for men and women in the United States, and early detection is important. Talk to your doctor about your risk for lung cancer and how low-dose CT screening can help, or call YRMC's Patient Navigator at 928-771-5454. Do it for your peace of mind and for the ones you love.
Incredible savings on previously hail-damaged vehicles are available now at Lamb Chevrolet and Lamb Nissan. This is Ed Walsh for the Lamb Auto Group. As many of you know, Lamb Chevrolet and Lamb Nissan were hit by a hailstorm in July, and almost every vehicle on our lot was damaged. With the help of hail repair experts from around the country, all of our cars are now repaired. And due to the hail coming straight down with very little wind, the cars are now 99.9% perfect. Most customers can't even believe the cars were ever dented, but just because the vehicles look perfect doesn't mean that you can't save huge money. Our insurance reimbursements have been massive, and that money's being used to discount our cars and trucks to unprecedented levels. Our loss can be your gain. Combine our current factory incentives with the hail money, and now is the time to buy a car. The hail repaired vehicles are selling very quickly, so come visit us at Lamb Chevrolet and Lamb Nissan while supplies last.
Visit lambchevy.com and lambnissan.com to see our complete selection.
Listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A. Once again, here's your guest host, Gregory Scott.
Oh, what a great show we're having here today. Once again, thanks to the ladies from the Yavapai Humane Society. We had Terry and Allie here, and your forever friend is waiting for you at the Yavapai Humane Society. If you don't have the residence or the location where you can keep a pet, remember you can always volunteer your time, you can donate, and you can certainly help the Yavapai Humane Society in many ways. Up next, we want to welcome to the program Dwayne LaSassier. Dwayne, thanks for coming in and joining us here on the show.
Thank you, Gregory. You said my name perfect. Wow, thank you. I've had it butchered my whole life, so it sounds good when somebody does it right.
Yeah, well, I get a few things right every once in a while.
All right.
Now, Dwayne has Memory Music Ministry. Tell us what that's about.
Well, Greg, what happened is about 3.5 years ago, I saw a documentary called Alive Inside, The Story of Music and Memory. And it's about dementia and Alzheimer's and how music actually helps those who have dementia. And it runs very close to me because it runs in my family, my great-grandparents, my grandparents. Right. And so what I do is I go to the assisted living homes, hospitals, hospices, and I sing for dementia patients.
Well, that's great. I mean, I know what you're talking about. My grandmother suffered the same thing. And it's a very difficult thing for families to deal with.
Yes.
You know, when I'd go with my mom to visit my grandma, and she would ask me who I was.
Exactly.
You know, and it was heartbreaking to see. It has been discovered, as you say, that music can break through that.
It's amazing. You know, the doctors, there's a doctor in the Mayo Clinic. His name is Jonathan Radford. And he said that music seems to be the only thing that can touch the part of the brain that is actually deteriorating, the part that gives memories and that remembers. And the music brings them back. And they don't have an explanation on why it does, but we just know that it does, and so we go for it because I've seen hundreds of people that have come out of a shell. It has blown me away of what music does, something that a pill cannot do.
Is it a song that they remember that's triggering their memory, or is it the notes itself?
No, it's usually a song that triggers the memory. For example, I have a young lady that I've been singing for 3.5 years. I've never heard her talk. She just smiles. She always smiles for me. And
wow.
I started doing I've Been Working on the Railroad. I did this about a month ago, and she sang every word. I've been with her 3.5 years. I thought she was mute. And I started doing that, and she sang every word.
Wow.
It was amazing.
That is a story, Dwayne.
Yes, yes. I'm the one who's blessed. They thank me for going over there and doing what I do, but this is a calling. I'm the one who's blessed.
I'd say this, you know, this affects you. It could affect you even more than it does them.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I walk away. I have stories that it's just amazing, Gregor. It's amazing.
How did this all get started?
It started when I saw this, the documentary Alive Inside. They have I suggest everyone go online. I think you can do it for free on YouTube. And I saw that, and it touched me so bad that following Saturday, I went to Good Samaritan in Prescott Valley and said, listen, can I play for your folks?
Just walked in,
sure.
And said, let
yes,
me do it.
Yes.
Well, that's great. My stepfather, who passed away earlier this year, he would do that occasionally. He'd go to various nursing homes. When he retired, he got a karaoke machine.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and he loved singing old-time gospel songs.
Yes.
So he'd go in and sing for people, and they, you know, and the people who worked there would say the same thing, you know, people who, you know, showed no emotion or would just perk up when the music started.
Yes.
And you brought your guitar with you.
Yes.
Why don't you give us a little taste?
Well, here's the song that the young lady whose name I cannot say, but this is what had her singing after 3.5 years of me thinking she was mute. All right. I've been working on the railroad all the live long day. I've been working on the railroad just to pass the time away. Can't you hear the captain shouting? Rise up early in the morning. Can't you hear the captain shouting? Dine to blow your horn.
Beautiful. That's great.
Thank you.
What other kinds of songs do you play for the residents? What kind of genres do you use?
I do any genre they want.
Right. Requests, I guess.
I do. It's exactly what I do. I consider it a ministry, but I would say that 90% of the songs I do are secular.
Uh-huh.
I was sharing with your guests as we were waiting that there's a young lady that would not let me leave, 90 years old, unless I did Elvis's Jailhouse Rock. She would get up on her walker, and she would get everybody up, and it was the most amazing thing I had ever seen.
Well, that's awesome. What current locations do you play at?
Well, I sing at Good Samaritan in Prescott and Prescott Valley, Granite Gate Senior Living, the Margaret T. Morris Center, Adult Care Services in Prescott Valley, Prescott Lakes, Las Fuentes, Rolling Hills Manor, you know, wherever they want me, I will be there.
Right. And you have a fundraiser coming up, is that correct?
I do. This Saturday at the Walmart in Prescott Valley, I will be selling hot dogs and chips and on all the fixings, chili, relish, mustard. I'm doing a value pack for 2 hot dogs, chips, water, and cookies for $6. I would love to have your listeners come on down and help me with this ministry to get to more people that are homebound and bedbound and can't afford a nursing home. And to go, I'm like the doctor will be. I make house calls.
That's great. And, well, this is just awesome. The let me get it right here. Memory Music Ministry, Duane LaSassier. Do you have a website or anything like that?
I do. It's duanesmusicministry.com. It's Duanes musicministry.com. And please go and visit. There's a place for you to email me if you have a loved one that is living with dementia or Alzheimer's. I really highly recommend. I love doing it live because I like the one-on-one.
Right.
But if you just put music on, music that they liked when their head was straight, when they were younger, everybody has a song when you had your first kiss or your marriage song or, you know, your high school prom. Everybody has a song that opens up something of memories.
And the people who work at these facilities that you play at, what kind of feedback do you get from them?
Oh, they're so awesome. They do God's work, Gregory. I'm telling you, not everybody is meant to take care of people who have dementia and Alzheimer's because it's very hard. It's like it's 24 hours. It's like a cycle. You know, you're born and you have to have 24-hour care, and then when this happens, they need 24-hour care. And so I play for the workers just as much as I play for the patients.
It means just as much to them as it does the patients.
Yes.
Well, that's awesome, Duane. This calling that you have taken up is just incredible. How many days a week do you visit locations?
I'm probably singing 3 to 4 days a week.
Well, that's great.
I love it.
Give the folks your website one more time.
It's duanesmusicministry.com, Duanes musicministry.com.
Well, Duane, we appreciate you coming in. Duane LaSassier, Memory Music Ministry. This is quite a calling that you've taken on.
Thank you.
We're really proud here at KQ&A that you came in. And you certainly entertained the heck out of our guests.
Thank you.
Duane, everybody was back there before we brought Terry and Allie in here. They were just like, wow, we're enjoying talking to Duane.
Oh,
we don't want to do
that.
We want to sit here and talk to Duane. I'd do the radio show.
Thank you.
Hey, thank you so much for coming in and talking to us.
Thank you for having me. It's awesome.
Well, we're going to tell DJ to bring you back in real quick.
Yes, so, and have your people come this Saturday at Walmart. Come and see me.
There you go. That's right. Prescott Valley Walmart. Give them the times again.
At 10 a.m. until I sell out.
So go get yourself a hot dog. And help out the Memory Music Ministry with Duane LaSassier. Folks, thank you for tuning in to today's program here on KQ&A, AM 1130 and 99.9 FM and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by High Country Rec V-Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.